Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I hear that beat, I'm getting excited like, yes, it's Tuesday. Woo! Welcome to the Dumping Ground, everybody. Again, thank you so much for always tuning in and checking out the show. You know, this show is every Tuesday. We're on Spotify podcast. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on many outlets where you can go and check us out. You can also come back to Blog Talk Radio, where you can check out our episodes from day one all the way up into today's episode. Woo! And again, I want to thank each and every person for always supporting, always coming in, and always got to dump the ground back. Thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you so much. Don't forget, the Dumping Ground has that merch. We have merchandise that we have. You can go and check us out on bonfire.com/store, The Dumping Ground. That we have hoodies, we have long sleeve shirts. We got masks. We got all these different cool things. We just continue to add them to our merchandise. So if you have an opportunity and a chance, go check us out, purchase something. And again, thank you for supporting The Dumping Ground. Enough about me. And enough about all of that. This platform was created to be a listening ear and a safe place where you can dump off your problems to pick up your solution. That is our goal, right? And every year, the Dumping Ground always have a life quote or yearly quote that we always live by and we try to live up to. And this year, our quote started off as being, chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you, and that's Tony Hatch. And it's chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. Remember a couple of episodes ago, we were telling you about how write the vision, write your vision for your life, setting goals for yourself. So, and it's not about money, you know, that should not be your motivator. Chasing your purpose and your vision day to day, why God is giving you an opportunity to see 24 hours a day on what's that purpose. Try to drive and strive for to figure that out to make sure you're maximizing the moment. So that's our goal. So we're back again. Woo-hoo! All right. We're starting. If everybody knows, I'm a small business fanatic. I love to see small business thrive. I don't want our small businesses to be the best kept secret. So I'm steady extending the platform to small business owners who need to market their business, who want to go in partnership, so we can help each other. Iron sharpens iron. That's my thing. So we're here to help each other. We're here to help the community. We're here to help build something that will outlive us. And that's basically what we're trying to do. And so today we're going to be doing a panel of small business owners, a recap show. And as these business owners know, when I had them on the show, I told them that I wanted to check back with them in 9 to 10 months to kind of get with them to see their growth, their process, you know, what they've done, what they've added and all that stuff. Because think about it, in 9 to 10 months, you can have a baby. So, and your business is your baby. So this is just an opportunity for those businesses to come back and kind of recap and also figure out how we can connect and still continue to help build and build each other up and help each other network with each other. So I'm going to have our first panelist give us an introduction, and because I'm giving them an opportunity to speak, because you know me, I have a takeover, so I'm going to give them an opportunity to speak as I bring them on the line one at a time. So I'm going to bring on my first panelist as we speak. First panelist, are you there? Yes, I am. Hey, Keisha. Hi, how are you tonight? Thank you so much for joining me. You mean so much to me. I know we met, and it's like we instantly connected, and I just want you to give your introduction of yourself and tell everybody about your business and we'll bring on the second panelist. So you have the floor.
All right. Well, I am Sabrina Simmons. I am the owner and founder of Viable Tax Solutions, LLC, which is a small business here in Snellville, Georgia. Basically, what I do tax planning, I do tax preparation, and I also do tax resolutions. In addition to being a business owner, I'm also a mom. I actually have four children. I'm a single mom. I'm actually a single mom. So I have a lot on my plate.
Yep, and you are superwoman, and you can put that S on your chest, and then you can lay it down and self-care. And that's what I love about you, Sabrina. You know how to put it on, and you be like, okay, I'm going out here on this hike. I'm going to Stone Mountain Walk. It's just
yes.
It's a me time. I see you, girl. You are living the dream, and I'm just super excited for you. And, you know, as I told you when we first talked, 9 to 10 months ago, that I knew, you know, it's amazing how God just keeping you and holding you from when you shared your information about the last time when you were diagnosed with cancer. And look at you, girl. God is still a keeping God. He is keeping you. And you know, some days you may have struggle, but you come out, you always come up victorious. And your story is such inspiration to me. When I see your post, I be like, honey, there's no need to complain about nothing, because this young lady right here, she got superpowers, and I need to tap into that. So I truly thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for joining the show tonight, okay? I'm going to bring on our second panelist. No problem. Thank you, love. I'm going to bring on our second business owner on the air. Second business owner, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello, hello.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. Hello. I truly, you know, we down like four flat ties, stocking caps, waves. You are truly somebody that I've known from grade school all the way up to grown-up school, you know. So I'm so proud of you, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself. So go ahead.
Hello, hello, everybody. I am Yolanda Williams, owner and founder of Diva Yolan, LLC. Along with that, I am a self-published author where I use my business as a publishing service for myself. And I have three books under my belt as of now, and I'm looking to expand that and just continue to flourish with my business. And, yes, Keisha and I have been down since Jesus was a baby.
and it's been an amazing ride.
It's been a great yes, indeed. It's been a great ride.
Yep. So, ladies, so tonight, like I promised you when we had our conversations 9 to 10 months ago, I'm a keeper of my word, because your word is all you have. So I want to bring these business owners back on the show to kind of give us a peek into their 9 months, you know, process and what they've learned and all that good stuff. So let's just dive right in. So I'm going to start with you, Sabrina, if you don't mind. Is that okay? All right. So tell us about the growth you have experienced within the last 9 to 10 months. What growth have you experienced within the last 9 to 10 months?
Oh, my goodness, so much. When I tell you so much, I have really been moving and shaking, okay? Basically, with the business, I actually developed a whole new strategy, okay? I have actually got new customers, a new website. I have been training. You know, I really believe that you have to train for your craft. You have to stay up to date. You have to know what's going on. So through all that training, I've actually become a federally licensed enrolled agent. Okay. Yes.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
I'm so excited about that. That allows me to represent clients all around the United States. So I'm not bounded like a CPA or an attorney. I'm not bounded by states. I'm able to practice in all states. So that was a service that I added to my clients. Like I said, new systems. I've also added what I would call a business coach.
Okay.
Yes, I've added a business. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know how much I needed a business coach until now.
Yeah.
I mean, these last 9 months, you could waste a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money, but I did add a business coach. So I have a new vision. Oh, my goodness. A new strategy. A lot has gone on.
I am so, so super duper proud of you. To be able to operate in all 51 states, dude, and serve people who just locked down because our license is just consumed to Georgia, that's a blessing in itself to be able to, that extends your revenue, so your stream and your growth across the board. You know what I'm saying? You playing in a different level, girl. Good job. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Super excited for you. Super excited for you. So, Miss Yolanda, I'm going to extend the same question to you. I'll read it back to you so you can give us yours. Tell us about the growth you've experienced within the last 9 months.
So like I said, I published my third book that's out now. You can get it on Amazon or on my website. I've also extended my publishing services to others rather than just keeping it for myself. I've had so many people asking me, you know, how to write a book, what to do, or they have a book written and don't know what to do afterwards. So I decided that it was the time for me to go ahead and start offering those services. So, and technically, I've always been a publishing company since I self-published my own books anyways. I just use D.V. Alon as the name for the publisher. That's pretty much what I got going on right now. And also, if you're on my Facebook page, if you follow me on Facebook, I said the other day that I had to share some news. So I'm going to share it here on your show, Keisha. For many years, I've been trying to get this thing together. It's something that's near and dear to my heart. In 2007, I was diagnosed with endometriosis. And that's a painful condition that affects millions of young girls and women everywhere. And a lot of people don't really know about this condition unless they know someone who has it, but you don't really hear a lot about it. And I've been trying to get something together to raise awareness and donations for it. So if you're in the Atlanta area on April 30th, I will be hosting a Sip and Paint. It's going to be a movie throwback edition, and within that Sip and Paint, we're going to hold a silent auction where all the proceeds from the silent auction will go towards the Endometriosis Association.
This is
something big for me.
Excited.
I'm so excited about that.
Look, I'm writing it down like, ooh, yes.
Yes.
I know that is very dear to you. Many years, probably a couple of years ago, we walked with you doing the endometriosis. I think it was like 5K or something like that. That was that was my first ever 5K. I didn't even know how long 5K was. And I was like, bruh, it's 3 miles. You know?
Yes, that is correct. You should be it.
You know, so So we did that together. So I'm so proud of you, man. I mean, you have really grown since the time I've known you, and I'm super excited for your growth. If I'm playing, I'll be there pimping. God's will and
thank you.
God's will and the creed don't rise. I'll be there.
thank you.
All right, ladies. So, Ms. Sabrina, you're next. What lessons? Mm-hmm. This is the question that what lessons did you learn that you can share?
Okay. One of the biggest lessons that I learned, and it may sound harsh, but it is true. Basically, your customers don't care what you're going through or what you're dealing with. I mean, especially when it's business, they really don't care. What they care about is the product. So you really, being a business owner, you really have to get out that mode when you're dealing personally with your customers. And you can have a relationship with your customers, and you're supposed to, but make sure that you keep what's important first, and that's delivering a good product timely and, effectively. So that was one of the biggest lessons. And I had heard that from someone else, but it is definitely, definitely true. You always keep it business.
Yep. And, I'll give you a couple more seconds. Let me just tell you this. The lady who owns Study Vegan, her name is Pinky. She said the exact same thing. She said the customers don't care about nothing but the experience and the product. They don't care how you feel that day. They don't care about nothing. It's the product and the experience. That's what they're paying for. So you hit the hammer on the head with that one. So you got the floor, Ms. Sabrina. Go right ahead.
And another thing, your time. Watch your time. I mean, I have learned that you can never get time back. Use your time wisely. Be intentional, but use that time wisely. Because if you don't, and if you're not intentional about your time, things will slip from you, and it will cost you everything, including a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that one, though. Ooh, that's a good lesson, girl. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Miss Yolanda, I'm going to read the question again, and then I'll give you an opportunity to tell. What lessons did you learn that you can share?
The hustle never ends. Mm-hmm. I don't care what type of business you have. As if you're a business owner, the hustle never ends. It's a 24/7, 365 ordeal. It never ends.
Mm-hmm.
And like Sabrina said, you do have to, make good of your time. Because if you're not making good of your time, it's not making sense. If not making dollars, it's not making sense ordeal. And that time, it will get away from you. So it is tiring, but it's rewarding too. I've also learned that I have to depend on me because this is my baby. I birthed this business, so I can't assume someone will do something. Even when they say they will, you can't assume anything. I learned that I have to depend on me. But I know when to ask for the help if I necessarily need it.
That's a good one. Because, as black women, I'm just keeping a book, we think we could do it all, right? The reason why I say that, because I'm a business owner and I know. Sometimes I think I could be the superhero in every scenario of my life. And I can't be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you have to be like, I need some help. And that's the hardest thing for me. That's the lesson that I have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to ask for help because I'm known to be the superhero. So how does a superhero need help? You know what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna need help? You know, you're the superhero. You come with all the solutions. You got all the network. You got all the crap. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know, you will help people research and find. But when it's, you need help, it's like, do I really want to ask for help? And inside, you're dying, right? And see, that's the part of me that I had to learn. That pride will kill us as African-American women. We have to.
And that's one of my issues.
And it's not that we're. I think it came from when you used to ask for help and then they wouldn't help. So you'd be like, you know, I'm going to build myself up then by the bootstraps.
Yep.
Then I don't have to really ask for help.
Right.
But I feel like now, I feel like God will put right people in your life that when you need that help, they're looking to just be like, hey, yo, I've been waiting for you. You know what I'm saying? You waited forever. I've been offering it, extending it. No, I'm good. I think that pride thing is what I had to learn. That superhero. We want to be the superhero in everything, man. That's our thing as
a
woman.
And it's not that I want to be the superhero. For me, it's not that I want to be a superhero. I just, over the years, just been observant and seeing things. And that has really put that stigma on me of I'm not going to depend on anyone to do anything for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, like, it gets tiring and exhausting and frustrating, agitating. And sometimes it'll take you to you hitting rock bottom for you to realize, why am I putting myself through this? Let me just ask for the help. And it shouldn't be that way. Don't ever let yourself get to that point where you have no choice but to ask someone. It's okay to ask. And sometimes you're going to be told no. And, you know, don't get upset. You might get upset, but, you know, you just have to push forward. But when you need the help and you know you need the help, ask for it. I had to learn that the hard way, and I've learned to just follow my own advice and ask for it when I need it.
So that brings us to the next question, Ms. Suprina. What advice will you give other business owners? What advice will you give other business owners?
Well, first of all, when you come up with the idea, initially, do your research. Do your research. That is so important. I'm talking about research technology, the customer, the market, your marketing strategy. Have a plan for that. Also, do a business plan and review it. Ask others about it. But really research and do a business plan. I did not do it, but looking back, hindsight, you know, basically I wish I would have. Another thing is, you know, basically this is just a little advice. If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. And that is so true.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you would be surprised how many times you could be doing things redundantly. You find things, you're investing in things that you didn't have to. And, you know, resources are limited. All resources are limited. So do that business plan. And like I said, go over it. Research the technology and really, really take it serious.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Ms. Yolanda, same question for you. What advice will you give other business owners? What advice will you give other business owners?
Don't give up on your dreams. I don't care how old you are, whatever that dream is. Now, hold on. I'm sorry, but if you're about 40, 50-some years old and your dream is to rap. No, I'm just kidding. But... I'm just kidding. Okay. No, but seriously, do not give up on your dreams. Those late nights, lack of sleep, the struggle itself is real, but it definitely mm-hmm. will pay off later on down the road. So don't give up on it. And, yeah, like Sabrina said, write it down. You know, that's the vision boards. Those are great ways to see your vision and to execute it. If you see it, you're gonna execute it. So I just say don't give up on your dreams.
So I'm going to tell you guys something so cool that I found out from an article. This article came from writersblocklive.com, and I want you guys to check this article out. It's called Women Entrepreneurial Statistics, Female versus Male, and More. And I'll text you the link so you can check it out. Article said the global income of a woman will grow to $18 trillion in the next 5 years. Let me read that again for you. It said the global income of a woman will grow to $18 trillion in the next 5 years. And this article was written May the 13th, 2021. I was like, women? We are some smart cooking. Are you kidding me? And it was basically telling us the statistic of how many women have started, black women and all different women, have started businesses within 2018 to 2019 to 2020, and the number has inclined so tremendously. I'm just so amazed that we have taken over. I feel like we're going to take over. You know, think about me growing up. I remember it just was a whole bunch of men in the market of businesses, and my mom was working, but the man was over the different layers of like the managers and different things. It wasn't a whole bunch of women who were managers and stuff. Like, but now, like, I've been with the corporate company I work for. And this is the year of women. Like, our vice president is a woman of sales. The VP under her is a woman. And the other lady under her is a woman. So I'm like, this is the year of woman to really just rise to her vision, to rise to her purpose, to rise to whatever that she wants to do, that she got that tenacity to get it done. I mean, I am so excited to be a woman, to be able to have a vision and a plan. Like you guys said, write the vision, make it plain, get a business coach, invest in yourself. You know, we invest in our jobs every day. Invest in your own vision, invest in your own dreams, because if you don't believe in your dreams, how are you gonna inspire 50,000 or even two people to even believe in your dream? So it has to start within you. So I thought those statistics was pretty dope. I just wanted to share it with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's amazing.
I am all the way here for it.
I want us to be able to reap some harvest from that, right? Because, like you said, late nights, like for me, and even you, Yolanda, we still work a corporate job, right? And
yes.
I have to work
yes.
8 to 9 hours at my job and still invest time into my brand and my business, because I feel like my job is funding my future. It's not funding me to retire.
Mm-hmm.
It's funding my vision and my purpose of what I'm trying to accomplish. That's all you doing, boo baby.
Hello. Exactly.
And same for you, Sabrina. I remember you did corporate America for 20-some years.
A long time.
I know. And look at the fruit that you have produced, investing in yourself, having a dream, going through your heartaches and your different experiences. But look at the fruit that you see now. And I think that's the thing that we have to continue to do. is to continue to be steadfast and unmovable, and just
yes.
knowing that your purpose, you know, and knowing that purpose, that energy is going to drive you to that purpose. But if you don't know that purpose, you just running in circles. And for months,
oh yeah,
for me, I was
yes.
just running in
mm-hmm.
circles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing
mm-hmm.
what to do. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why I drive on vision. Like, my family, they know me. I'm like, what's the vision? What's the plan? You know what I'm saying? Because we can spend so much time just going around in circles. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
that's,
okay.
I'm off my soapbox. I'm sorry. I told you guys I'll go out there. You have to bring me back in. That's the preacher in me, Lord. I'm lying. I'm not a preacher. I don't want that call in, Jesus. I don't want to be responsible for nobody people in my life. Please don't have no joke and no humor. Be like that. No, just let me continue to be the evangelist that you have called me to be. I'm okay with that. But yes, so also, I know you guys kind of talked about, I know, Sabrina, in the beginning, you kind of talked about the product that you added on. Could you please tell people how they can connect with you? You know, this is tax season now. We're opening up, and I know people trust in H&R Block. No shade in H&R Block. No shade to Jackson Hewitt. But we can also pour into our African-American business, because just because we don't have the funding that they have doesn't mean our business is no better or no less. So tell people how we can get connected to you for tax time, for all that good stuff, so they can have a trusted partner that they can partner with, which is you. So let everybody know.
Okay, so again, my business is Vital Tax Solutions, LLC. And I could also differentiate my business, because I provide personalized services. I don't do mm-hmm. just data entry into a software system. I actually have a software system which is designed specifically for professionals. Also, I do tax planning, and I do tax resolution. I'm very, very fair with my pricing, very fair. I also want to add, my phone number is 678-462-8861. And anytime you call, I will answer. You'll be talking directly to me, the owner. My website is www.viable, that's B-I-A-B-L-E, tax, T-A-X, solutions, the S, LLC.com. So that's Viable Tax Solutions, LLC.com. I also want to give kind of a shout out to my business coach. Can I do that?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Her name is Kia Duffy. She's trained in Six Sigma. I'm not sure if you all, in
yep.
corporate America, you know what Six Sigma is, right?
I know Six Sigma. Yep, I do. Yep.
Okay. So she was trained in that. She didn't even know she was going to be my business coach. I gave her that name. Because she had the skills. Let me tell you something. She has saved me money by helping me to realize and kind of look at my processes and streamline my processes. She has helped me to do all of those things. So if anyone is interested in a business coach, mm-hmm. who is very fair, let me know. Her name is Kia Duffy again, okay? So just get with me.
Awesome.
And Keisha, I give you her number too, okay?
Please, please.
I definitely will.
All right. Thank you so much, Katrina. Miss Yolanda, let everybody know
yes,
how
ma'am.
They can get your books, how you can help them with the publication, all this stuff with your social media. Miss Sabrina, I'll let you tell me your social media when she gets on. I forgot to mention that too, but go ahead, Yolanda. Let everybody know.
All right. So what was I about to say? I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. Please forgive me. Okay, so y'all can go to my website, divayolanda.com. There you can get more information about the Sip and Paint event. Also, it's available on Eventbrite. So if you go to Eventbrite, you can purchase your tickets there. Also, let me give a shout-out to my sponsors who are donating towards the silent yes. auction, Magic Trucking LLC. They're donating a dinner for two to Ruth's Chris Restaurant Ooh. In downtown nice. Atlanta. I have Pure Romance by Tyler, who's donating a gift basket full of Pure Romance goodies. I have Kaleidoscope Presents with custom items. I also have Gwendolyn Seals, one of my good friends, my best friends. She, along with myself, we are donating two each for a total of four of our season tickets to the Atlanta Falcons football game. So you'll get two games. And Sheer Genius Studios, he is donating a color and style treatment. And then Divya Lawn, myself, I'll be donating my big package for the publishing services, which is the Supreme Diva Package. You can find that information on Divya Lawn website. So I'm still looking for some sponsors. I'm looking for about five or six more sponsors who would like to donate an item, product, or service. You can email me at ybw@divayolan.com. I'm quick to answer emails, so you can email me, and I'll return your email as soon as possible, pretty much right away. And also, social media, you can find me at divayolan on Facebook. Also, you can catch me by my name, Yolanda Williams. Also on Instagram, I am Diva_Yolan, and on Twitter, Diva_Yolan. Also.
All right, Miss Suprema, I forgot to tell you your social media too, so they can find your business page and all that stuff.
Okay, so I'm on Facebook, and that is Viable Tax Solutions LLC.
Okay,
so you can find me at Viable Tax Solutions LLC. I'm on, LinkedIn.
Nice.
Under Viable Tax Solutions, LLC. Twitter, Viable Tax Solutions, LLC, as well as Instagram, Viable Tax Solutions, LLC.
Awesome sauce. Well, ladies, I got the quote to end tonight. And this is our quote that we're going to stand on, okay? The quote comes from Milton Berle. And the quote says, if the opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. I'm going to say it again. If the opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. And that's what we're going to do as small businesses, as you guys continue to thrive in 9 to 10 months. Think of all the things you have done. Think of all the lessons you have learned. Think about all the brands that you have. Are going to continue to add to your business model. I just wish you ladies nothing but truly success. And I just can't wait to that phone call and you're like, I hit my first $1 million.
Hello.
I just want you guys to know this has been so fun. You guys have really touched my heart, and you guys really mean a lot to me. So again, I just wish you nothing but success on your babies. As your baby continues to grow and develop, let's just keep in touch. You know me, I'm gonna be rolling up again. Asking where you at? So we'll be doing this again, guys. So thank you again for your time tonight. I want to respect your time, and you guys have a blessed night, okay?
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate you very much.
Yes, me also.
Thank you so much, Sabrina. You guys have a blessed night. It's been an amazing time. All right, guys.
Thanks. Take care. Smooches.
Bye. All right, guys. That was the dumping ground for tonight. We did our first recap of the businesses that we said that we were going to check back into 9 to 10 months ago. You see the growth. You see the prosperity. You see the lessons that we'll learn. I hope it blessed your heart tonight. Until next Tuesday.